Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to the weekly edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm Kyle's Conversations. Welcome, folks. The Monday edition. Welcome live from Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. I think the conspiracy theorists are up like 40 to nothing. Oh, who's I'm not counting on there. Wow. Yeah, I took a week off. I'm doing a lot. I'm going through a lot. I got so much going on. It's incredible. But thank you so much for your patience. Wow. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation that will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. The speech of Martin Luther King. That now it's, now you have, well, oh, I see what it is. Yeah, that pizza took 2 minutes longer because I'm black. And I know, because the color of my skin, I know what it is. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been around people that have lived and are born in Africa, that have lived in Africa, that now live here but have spent 20 plus years living in Africa, and they're a way different person than the person from South Chicago, they ain't blaming everything on the color of their skin. They struggle just like I do. I got the white struggle, but I got God on my side. Biden also has claimed that after 7:30 a.m. Catholic Mass, he always used to go to this black church. Well, that's funny, because when he was first senator, he was always trying to reverse, the 1994, his Criminal Justice Reform Act to put more black people behind bars, and he was against it. You know, he was kind of like for the segregation and stuff like that. Yeah, but now he's trying to get their vote. What's up? I'm Joe Biden. I had about, every day you come up with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, what is it, like a 200, 300, 400 classified documents or whatever at his house. Move along now, nothing to see here. Remember Trump, he had documents. Yeah, whatever. Biden reportedly spent 163 days of his presidency at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, where the Secret Service claimed Sunday there were no visitor logs. They don't exist. Yeah, you have to have a log of who the president saw, when, where, and what house. There ain't one. Yeah, because who's really running the country? Yeah. Move along. Nothing to see here. Yeah, the YMCA staff shamed big time a teen girl upset by seeing trans women's penises in the women's locker room. Yeah, just like the NCAA, they want to have men compete as women. I wanted to get into that and all kinds of stuff, don't worry. That and so much more. Oh, this is pretty cool. Sheriffs, 80 Illinois counties are making it clear that they will not enforce the media's assault weapon ban. That's what they call it. I call it the media's assault weapon ban because the governor is banning assault weapons. So would like a convection oven with a fan be an assault oven? I'm asking for a friend, but don't forget this, folks.
Hey, I'm Herbert Cooper, pastor of People's Church, and the verse of the day is Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. How many of you know that it's one thing to keep the peace, but it's a whole nother thing to pursue peace? To make every effort is what this verse says. I remember when I was in high school, I made every effort to be a starter on the football team. I lifted weights. I ran sprints. I trained like crazy. Even in the summer when temperatures were over 100 degrees, I still put on those football pads, and every practice gave it everything I had. I made every effort. This verse says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone. Pursue it. Work at it. Give it all you got. Instead of holding onto the grudge, the bitterness, the anger, make every effort to forgive and to let it go. Instead of listening or participating in gossip, make every effort to speak positively about people. Instead of creating division with people who think, look, or believe differently than you. Make every effort to look for what you have in common and then build upon it. Instead of posting something that's mean, hateful, or passive-aggressive, make every effort to post something that's life-giving and encourages others. Then the verse says, and be holy. That word holy simply means to be set apart. And if you make the countercultural decision to pursue peace with everyone, your life will be set apart. Your life will be radically different than others. And I just wonder how many people will see the Lord because you made every effort to live in peace with everyone. Today, pursue peace and let people see the Lord in you.
Work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Think about that as you're going through your day today. I want to get into something. You know, I mean, we live in this such divisive world today, and it's just like Martin Luther King just wanted to have a nation where his four kids could go and they were judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. Now, I had someone one time talk about this and didn't understand cultural racism. Trying to find, you know, and I'm like, well, and they didn't understand. I'm like, well, what we're talking about here is like Pearl Harbor. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and killed a lot of Americans, and there were people that like, my family, I knew family members, I had people that died at Pearl Harbor. I cannot forgive the Japanese. Sorry. And they just, you know, because of things that happened, sorry, they don't support the Japanese. I'm trying to find this post I did. But yeah, I mean, and I understand that, you know, that perspective, the people that did that, but it's like, so many people don't understand, and it's just like, you know, Martin Luther King just wanted everyone to be equal. Now you got black people wanting to have separate bathrooms, separate this, or we need to have a separate graduation, we need to have this, and we need to have that. And this generation of kids today, they don't know anything. They don't know. And I've been trying to find out how do I say what I need to say? How do I say what I need to say? Lord, I don't know. I mean, I was talking to my pastor because we were having a little chit-chat. Pulled him in the office, and I'm like, I want my life to have meaning and this and that. And yeah, I'm heard around the world, and, you know, I'm grateful when I have lots of listeners and stuff. It's just, but, you know, it's like, when you show someone the facts, what is it? We're up like 40-0 to conspiracy theorists. You know, I have people, and I see this like almost every day now. People 20, 18, 30, 32, heart attack, cardiac arrest, myocarditis, all that, I might post this to the checkers on the opinion checkers, because I was put in basically a jail with Facebook because I posted the Died Suddenly documentary, and I'll put it like this. This is how I view it. Since the release of the vaccine, we have had a 40% uptake in 18 to 63-year-olds dying of cardiac arrest and heart attack and strokes. And I feel sorry for these idiots. And you don't think for yourself. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to think. If it wasn't for Trump and Rush Limbaugh, you wouldn't know what to think or what to say. 6 months later, shut up and get the vaccine. Dude, we're never going to get back to normal. Get the vaccine. Just shut up and get it. Don't even think. Don't think about it. Just get it. Just get it and take a picture of yourself with the stupid vaccination card. Come on. We're all going to die because of you. Wow. You're going to die, the vaccinated person, for me, who you, so what you just basically just, wait a minute, you just told me that you're going to, everyone on this planet's going to die, all these vaccinated people are going to die because of the unvaccinated, shouldn't you be the ones that are protected, shouldn't we die? And I've had people that, I knew someone that died from COVID, no, I've known people that died from the flu. I'll talk about the flu and how, yeah, it can kill you, but, you know, I'm taking my chances. I know people that have died from COVID. I've known a couple people that I guarantee it was the vaccine that killed them. Can I prove it? No, but I can guarantee you that's what caused it. I'm not saying. Going back to my original point. That's what I'm saying, folks. Vaccine or not, since it's been released, whether it's the cause or not, it's the death rate is up. No, it's not the death rate. It's, well, yeah, because the, what is it, the life insurance policies for, like, group policies are up 40% in claims. And when we mean group policies, we're talking, like, workers that, like, have, like, a, because that's where you want to, if you're selling life insurance, you want to get into a giant corporation where you have 18 to 60-year-olds, because you'll make a lot of money, because very few of those should be dying. You shouldn't be having 18 to 63-year-olds, you shouldn't be having an increase of deaths by 40%. That's what the increase is since the vaccine was released. Is it the cause? We're not saying it's the cause. All we're saying is they released a vaccine, and since then, you've had a 40% increase in deaths. You do your own homework. You think for yourself. I know I did. I just cannot believe all these people. But it's the same people that, like, oh, we could write a check and get Greece out of debt. We can, the debt ceiling. We could spend, when a Democrat's in office, they can spend and spend and spend and spend and spend, and the national debt doesn't matter, the debt ceiling doesn't matter. You can spend and spend, it doesn't matter. But the same idiots, when a Republican's in office, have you seen the national debt? We're gonna all die now because the national debt. You know, the same people that would literally tell me that under Obama, the national, like, so what? We could write a check and get Greece. Okay. Remember, I went up to someone and said, man, this is fake money. Man, what do you give me fake money for? Because they don't make real money anymore. What do you mean? And a lot of people don't realize that actual paper currency was just like an IOU. Here's a promissory note to pay you real money, real gold and silver. Coins used to have, okay, approximately how this is approximately 25 cents worth of silver in this coin. Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason why old baseball cards are worth so much, because there's not many that survived in mint condition, especially some of those old tobacco cards that were in a giant roll that the guy tore off. And very few were actually tore off, let alone perfectly and kept in mint condition. They were just like a free handout. I mean, imagine if, like, some guy said, guess what, man, I'm going to take out a $10,000 loan and I'm going to buy a bunch of Gibson Les Pauls, 59, and put them aside and have never played. How valuable would they be? I remember there was a guy that was coin hunting, and they go through, like, they get, like, boxes of pennies, and they go through them and try to find rare ones and stuff like this. And when 2000, I think it was 9 or whatever, when they did that new design on the back, he's like, it was an unsearched roll of these, and this is the first year of them, so I put two rolls aside or something, because they're mint, because it'll be worth something. I'm like, wow. I took two boxes and put two boxes aside. Wow, if you did it, and this guy did it, if you did it, I did two boxes, not just two rolls or whatever. I'm like, wow, if you've done it, I guarantee you, you're not the only one. It's like those 1980s baseball cards where people would like have them in a plastic sheet and a case and this and that, and like, yep, they're going to be worthless. No, this is going to be valuable someday. Yeah, you and everyone else is. Because how is it going to be valuable when everyone that is getting one of these is overly protecting them and making sure they're in mint condition? You're going to have a crap ton of them that are perfect. Those 1990s, some of those toys are valuable because we tore them up and played with them and broke them and screwed around with them. Very few, to hardly any, were left in the package unopened. And some of those, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Thundercats and stuff, if you have them in unopened boxes, mint condition, they're valuable because hardly any were. We all played with them. No one just sat and put them in a box and said, I'm not going to play that. But that's where we are, folks. But there's all this back and forth. Well, you only think what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to say. Then why are you just jumping and getting the vaccine? If you know anything about medicines or vaccines, you know that it would take longer to truly properly vet a vaccine than the pandemic would last. The pandemic would be over before you would have properly vetted the vaccine for it. Because the one for the H1N1, yeah, I've never even heard of it. Practically unheard of when they had the vaccines ready, because they properly vetted them. But going back to my point, though, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my pastor and this and that, and it's like, and something he said just struck a chord with me, and it was on one of his sermons. He goes, facts have no bearing on how we live your life. How you live or how we live our lives. But what you believe does. So it doesn't matter. There are transgenders and racists and socialists that will try to go up against Charlie Kirk and some of these leftists, and I guarantee you, when he puts them in their place, they will still believe what they believe. The facts that they, when they shut them down with facts and actual proof, that they're still going to believe what they believe. The facts that he shared or I share will have no bearing on your life, but what you believe does. Just like those people with the I'm with her shirts, the Hillary shirts, those people, and they asked them, they said, who do you think said this? And they, I could never support anybody that said that. Well, that was Hillary Clinton. She said that right there. They didn't go, well, you know, if it would have been Trump saying or any conservative, and see, yep, I told you, that's why I wouldn't vote for him. But when it was found out that Hillary Clinton said it, they didn't know what to do because they couldn't denounce Hillary Clinton, and they did, and they kind of like, scooted the question, like, well, now you just said point blank, you cannot support anyone that says this phrase. I forget what it was, and that phrase that they said, well, that was Hillary Clinton. Well, you just said you couldn't support anyone that said that phrase. Now you're changing. Now you're like, what do I do? Because I'm still voting for her. You know, I don't care what the facts say. I'm still voting for her. I'm with her. I don't support that. You know, if it was any conservative, if it was Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or Ben Carson or any party, Trump, they'd have been like, can you believe Trump said that? Yeah, that's why I would never vote for him. But when it came to Hillary Clinton, oh, well. But the facts have no bearing on how you live your life. It's what you believe it does. And I guarantee you those Charlie Kirk type people that go up to him and they're like, and they're transgender or they're this or that or socialist or whatever. When he puts them in their place, I don't think they know what to do. Can they actually support him? Dude, I don't think they changed their stance. No, I'm sorry, folks. I didn't. Like those Hillary Clinton people. It's my, I couldn't support anyone that says that. But, I mean, I guess I got to support Hillary because I got a shirt on. You know, I can understand if they took the shirt off and said, well, Then I could respect them, you know. But I guarantee you those people that get shown up by, like, Charlie Kirk and these other conservatives, the facts that they, when they get shoved facts in their face, well, then, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I don't know. Maybe, okay, socialism hasn't worked in any country. Communism hasn't worked in any country ever. Here's the facts to back it up. And that's it, because it's hard for me to sit there like, okay, I can show you the facts. I guess I can take a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. You know? And it's just sad because I guarantee you, 95% of the people that get shown what time it is, they don't want to believe it, but it's the facts. It's the facts, folks. They don't lie. Well, I have a college professor, and he said that socialism's great. It's nice to see people like Kirk Cameron stand up, okay? Well, if you're going to have transgender weirdos reading to kids and you're going to have some prostitute stripper reading to kids at a library, I'm going to do a book and I'm going to read to them. I'm going to have a positive, encouraging book and I'm going to read to them. And when I read to my nieces and nephews, I pour into that. And I take responsibility as an uncle very seriously. And I'm like, okay. I remember we were playing hide-and-go-seek one time with my nieces, and what did I do? I did a map and to find things, and what they were finding was Bible verses. You know? It's like I read a thing like where Pope Benedict, the one that just passed, he had a thing where he adamantly demanded that Biden not attend the funeral. But when you have YMCA staff shaming, and YMCA, I don't know, it traditionally stands for the Young Men's Christian Association, shamed a teen girl upset by seeing trans women's penises in the women's locker room. And I've said this before on the program, and maybe kids need to hear this. when I was in school, you mean to tell me if I was in school now, all I'd have to do is pretend to be a chick and I could get into the same locker room as the girls just so I could see a girl I had a crush on naked with naked? Are you kidding me? Not when I was in school. See, I lived in a different era. If you got taken off the bus, you know, and what I mean by that is, okay, like the bus driver is supposed to let you off here by your house and he let you off like 5 blocks before, your parents would be throwing you up against the wall saying, what did you do? Why did the bus driver have to drop you off 5 blocks from the house? What did you do? I'm calling the school and they're going to get a hold of the bus driver. We're going to find out what you did because we're going to beat you to death. That's what would happen to you when I was a kid. It didn't happen to me because, hey, I was a good kid. Nowadays, the bus driver would drop the kid off a block, 2, 3, 4 blocks from where they're supposed to be dropped off. Let me tell you something. The parents would be calling, what did that bus driver do? Why did he drop my kid off? Da, da, da. It wouldn't have mattered. The kid could have sat there and gotten in a fight and punched 3 kids and stabbed another one, and they wouldn't care. But this is sick. The girl and girls are the ones that are the problem. A teenage girl was a problem because she doesn't want to see a guy who pretends to be a girl just to get into the girls' locker room. He doesn't want to see their penises. Are you kidding me? And the girls are the ones that are the problem. That kid needs to get some counseling. That kid needs help. Sorry. Mental institutions need to come back. We need to put these people in there. Hi, my name's Kylie. I'm a trans gel. See, trans gel is a little bit thicker than trans fluid, so I'm not like that fluid, you know, like usually I stay in one trans spot a little bit longer. It takes me, I like transition, so there's times where I'm half one trans thing, half one other, you know, there's times where I'm half an apple and an orange, you know, because I'm transitioning from an apple to an orange, you know, so, you know, when I think I'm an apple, you know, since I'm trans gel, my transition from one to another is a lot longer. So, yeah. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, show me in the 1960s where people were trying to think, and I've said this before in the program, I can't wait. When we look at the 1980s and this was the bomb diggity setup, and it was like a little 13-inch TV, one of those box TVs where the thing's like about 2 feet deep, and then it has like a Nintendo or an Atari, and it has a kid sitting there eating a bowl of cereal, watching cartoons or whatever. Oh, yeah, and you laugh. Like, man, that was like the height of technology, and the record player in the background, and that was like the hair. Yeah, that girl had so much hair in her yearbook picture that year. If you got a mask in her, she'd be like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial. And you make fun of that stuff. And I've said this before. I said this, like I told my wife, imagine that kid that's in fourth grade that has to have a litter box in the bathroom because they think they're a kiddie. Wait till they're like 25. And they realize they were brainwashed and they were screwed over. And then you mean it's mom? I had a litter box in the classroom. Are you kidding me? You ever see these commercials? Hello, were you stationed from 1965 to 1987 near Camp Lejeune? The government has set aside billions of dollars to compensate people who were contaminated from poison water. Imagine this in like 20 years. Hi. We're the law offices of law and law. Were you duped into thinking you were a kitten and had to have a litter box in your classroom when you were in fourth grade? You might be owed millions. Now you're going to have like Because I guarantee you, 95% of these people are going to be like, I was what? I was trans, what was I? Because I guarantee you, these 18-year-old plus kids were not that way 12 years ago. Now, if they come out and say, here, I can show you pictures of me. And there's video of me, maybe not using that terminology because that's kind of new terminology, but saying, hey, I believe I'm so-and-so, and you're like in kindergarten. Then okay. Then I can at least back you because, hey, you know, I don't agree with you, but, you know, 10 years ago, you're saying the same thing you are now. But it's just ridiculous. I mean, the NCAA is even kind of doubling down on allowing men to compete as women. I don't use the term trans. I use the term male. If you were biologically born a male, you're a man, and you're trying to compete as a woman because you can't make it in a man's sport. That's all there is. If you show me a male, because if he could dominate in the men's sports, I guarantee you he would clamor women's sport. It'd be like it's sort of like a men's basketball team. Like if we can beat this team by 10 points, then this team is going to be by 50 points. They're going to blow them out of the water. It's just sad we even have to talk about this stuff, but dang, I can't. But heck, I'm that person that's just been like, hey, let me see here. Man. That's about the only reason why I wish I was born in this day and age. You know? But hey. It's just one of those things, though. I mean, it's sad. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's going to be okay. An armed mother pulls a gun to prevent son's kidnapping. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Like, people think, what cracks me up is these idiots think that taking away my law-abiding gun, how are you going to keep it from getting in? How do you think a criminal is not going to get a gun if you ban her? We need to ban assault weapons. Sure. All those weapons that they have assault, that they call assault weapons, you can take and pull the trigger. You can set it to where you pull the trigger. Bang, bang, bang. Just like a normal gun. They hardly, and actually, they banned them back in the day, and they had to prove that the ban actually cut down on the shootings and violence with them, which there was hardly any to begin with, and it didn't increase, it didn't lower the rates at all. I mean, heck, you got a sheriff in 80 Illinois counties making it clear that they will not enforce the assault weapons ban. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law Tuesday. Well, the ATF is supposedly trying to pass laws and say that you have to register this and this, but they don't make the laws. That's what's scary, because I guarantee you get Kamala Harris in there, she'll be like, okay, we're going to have gun legislation on my desk in 1 month, or I'm going to do it my executive order. I don't care. I mean, they're already trying to bypass the Constitution. So we'll just have to wait and see. They already had like a whole thing on Breitbart, everyone, with that ATF deal. Yep, I'm not going to comply. I'm not complying. Nope, good luck. And you know what's going to go to court? Joe Biden reportedly has spent 163 days in the Wilmington, Delaware home where Secret Service claims no visitor logs exist. Well, to see the president, you have to have, I mean, there's so much, it's just so shady. What is he doing for him? I mean, what is he even doing there? I mean, what does he even do? I mean, it's only recently that since all these classified documents have come out that they're trying to shove them out into the public more. And I think, I truly believe what I've been told is the whole point is to get him out of there to get Kamala Harris in. Because you get Kamala Harris in there, she'll be like, okay, she'll do what, I mean, they like Biden because they can literally get him to do whatever they want because he doesn't know what day it is. But 163 days in this home in Wilmington, Delaware. I mean, it's sort of like when they had that fiasco with the airplanes at the airport. I'm sure they had like a good old ex-mayor of South Bend. Hey, I'm supposed to do something? I'm over here. Yeah, I'm the transportation safety director. I just want to sit here and approve stop signs and different, because, you know, I mean, if the stop sign's not perfect, someone may not read it wrong and they might run through a stop sign. I was watching a video with this guy and he's on record saying that he didn't think that that Southwest issue was a glitch. He thought that they were hacked and it's only a matter of time before we all get hacked. And guess what? We all got hacked. You know, they're not going to admit that we got hacked. You know, like, move along now, nothing to see here. See, I don't think Democrats know what to do because they're actually having real-life issues. Because normally a Democrat tries to get through 8 years or 4 years with no problem, no war, no nothing. Okay? And they don't know how to handle all this crap going on. I mean, heck, there's documents out there that Hunter Biden listed $49,910 monthly rent payments while living at Joe Biden's residency. Where all the classified documents are? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it must be nice to be able to just take $49,910, that's more than I'm making a year, and just dump it every month. But don't worry, folks. Move along, nothing to see here. It's nuts. It's nuts. But then people buy this. People don't care. Where's Trump's tax returns? Now here's documentation that proves Hunter Biden paid $49,910 every month while living at his dad's residence. So, you know, facts don't matter, do they? Facts don't determine how you live. It's what you believe it does, you know? That's why if you believe that God's real and know he is, then you know he's real. If not, nope. I mean, when a man has to compete as a woman in the NCAA, I mean, if this holds, if they're going to allow guys to compete as chicks, there goes watching the NCAA. I'll find out who sponsors them, and I'll call them up, and they'll say, well, if you're going to support men competing in women's sports, then I will not use your product if you're going to support the NCAA. Sorry, folks. It's not trans anything. It's a man competing as a woman. Now, if they made a concession and they said, okay, here's the first, here's the best woman, and here's the best male, okay, then it's not trans, folks. They're just guys that aren't good enough to compete in male sports, so they have to pretend they're a chick to get into women's sports and hopefully win something. And then if you're a woman and you get offended because when you go into the locker room, you see a man's penis, but he's claiming to be a woman, you're the problem, not him. You're the normal person. He's the freak, and they're trying to tell you that you're the problem. Stand your high ground. You're not the problem. He is. Someone that... I'm trans gel. I'm not as fluid as a trans-fluid person, yeah. So am I transing from one to another, yeah. I watch this guy that exposes all these different people and teachers and stuff that are pushing this down the throats of young kids, that there's a reason why you can't own a gun till you're a certain age, you can't drink till a certain age, you can't vote till a certain age, because you're too impressionable. You don't know right from wrong. You don't know. Like this one guy said in the Tobacco Wars documentary, he goes, this is 1982, and he goes, you still smoke that crap? Yeah, how come you guys from R.J. Reynolds don't smoke? Oh, we don't smoke it. We just sell it. We reserve the right to smoke for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. And they said, well, we got to get kids young. And this later on in the documentary, this guy basically goes, well, if you're not truly going after kids, you won't have any smokers, because by the time you're 21 years of age, if you haven't started smoking, you'll never get enough people after 21 years of age to start smoking to keep you in business, because by then people have made up their mind. Okay, this stuff is not safe. It's dangerous. It's whatever. There's never going to be, that's why they're going to Africa and all these other countries where there are no laws, and they can have six-year-olds smoke and four-year-olds smoke and We know this. You can't, it's just sad that they're taking young kids and trying to push this stuff on them. You know, it's nice to see women standing up saying, nah, not today, Satan, no. I mean, they are being indoctrinated. Why do you think all these people are all losing it? Because they want separate graduations and separate this and that. Martin Luther King wanted a nation where his four kids, where four of his own could grow up, where they were judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Not he's from Africa, who's lived in Africa, and someone who's from America. But it's nice to see people starting to wake up. And when you have like Kirk Cameron go to read his book, and you have places where like, yeah, oh yeah, you don't want them here? Well, you better, and they stand up and say, enough's enough. Oh yes, you gotta love one of my favorite guys in the whole wide world, Rob Reiner. Oh, we just love him so much. Yeah, especially when he calls Joe Biden a decent, law-abiding citizen in the wake of classified document scandal. He's just the greatest. Don't we just love Rob Reiner? Oh, China Joe's just great. Every day you turn around, there's more documents. And all they keep saying is, you know, they're trying to compare Biden to Trump, and it's not the same. Yeah, they keep finding documents classified of Trump. No, they don't. They keep finding them with Biden. Everything Trump had, he had it verified by multiple legal sources that he was 100% legally allowed to have them there. Yeah, some 7-Eleven owners, this is hilarious, have resorted to blaring loud classical music to deter homeless individuals from loitering outside their stores, which actually... they've done it before in other places, like in parks and stuff, to try to keep homeless out, and they just enjoy it, and they just... So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't think anything's gonna, you know... Maybe if we try to help them and do something, and something will change. But for now, 7-Eleven is blaring classical music from some stores to try to deter homeless people from hanging around. But it's just a crazy world we live in, you know. Got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. And it's just, I mean, like kind of been the theme of my program, you know, the facts don't matter. It's what you believe that controls your life. And that's, because like when you show people facts and facts and facts and they don't care, that's not, I don't, wait, and, but yeah. But yeah. You know, it's one of those things that, as I got about 10 minutes left in the program, thank you so much for tuning in. When you show them the facts, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Individual CO2 limits needed for climate change, says German scientist. Yeah. Yep, there were a bunch of cows that were producing too much CO2 and stuff and methane and all this stuff, so I ate them. You're welcome. You're welcome. But, you know, don't worry, folks. It's okay. Unlike Trump's document scandal, Biden's is real. Just like this climate change bullcrap, it's fake. I'm going to know how I can get involved in it so I can make millions.
Hello.
The eco-warriors. You know, just like these people that buy this global warming climate change crap, there are people that don't believe, well, Trump is way worse. Yeah, Biden has documents, but what about Trump? What about Trump? What about, you know? You know, it won't matter. That's my fault.
It's okay.
See, as the man, see, men can take responsibility for their actions, and like Kamala Harris and like Nancy Pelosi, because they're not women. I mean, but I urge you, spend with your money. Spend with your mouth. If the NCAA, like I was talking about earlier, if they continue to say that they're going to allow men to compete as chicks, find out who sponsors them and don't use them. Don't watch NCAA events, period. Put your money where your mouth is. If you support conservative values, find out if Kirk's going to read that book near your library, demand he come there and flood the place. And okay, yeah, we're going to see if he can do two readings because we got like 30,000 people that want to hear him read. You know, show your mouth. Like I saw hardly any Christmas I think I saw The Christmas Story, and that was the only thing I saw all Christmas long. I normally see like 50 of them, but they were like, oh, can you believe it? They're going to talk about the true meaning of Christmas on the Peanuts Christmas special. And they thought that was going to be the downfall of that cartoon. That was one of the biggest selling points. That's why people loved it. Who knew? The YMCA used to stand for the Young Men's Christian Association. Now they want to shame a teen girl because she has to see a naked man in the bathroom who claims to be a chick. Are you kidding me? I mean, what's this come to? I mean, granted, I wasn't the man I am now. And if I could have pretended to be a chick back in the seventh grade just to see some girl that I had a crush on naked in the girls' locker room, there'd have been a line of guys going, "Yep, I'm trans." But no, there were men and women when I grew up, and there's men and women now. The only other thing is there's a medical term called hermaphrodites, or there are few people, very few, that have both organs, have both parts. And that's completely different. That's not a guy claiming to be a chick just because he's not good enough at men's sports and can't compete, so he has to get into the women's sports to try to compete. So, what a day, folks. I think now, what is it, like 41-0 conspiracy theorists are up? Not that we're counting or anything, but I think it's 41 or 42-0 conspiracy theorists now. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Imagine if Donald Trump Jr. was staying at his dad's house and paying the $49,910 monthly rent payments. The liberals would be wanting to know, what is he paying that much for? Why is he paying it? What's going on? What are these payments for? Who are they going to? Biden's doing that. Hunter Biden's doing that. I'm like, whatever. Move along. Nothing to see here. I mean, I wish I had $449,910 every month to blow on rent. That's Hunter Biden for you, folks.
Such a good boy.
I mean, they even had the White House falsely claiming Thursday that the doc search was completed on Wednesday. Dude, they can't even keep their facts straight. Just like Joe Biden. Well, after Catholic Mass at 7:30, I used to go to a black church every Sunday. Except for when I got into the Senate and then I tried to keep blacks in prison and try to keep the segregation alive and this and that. And folks, I love to meet the people that try to argue Charlie Kirk. And when he shuts them down, they say, hey, you're right. I'm wrong about that. I'm changing. It's not going to happen. Like those chicks that I couldn't vote it for anyone that said anything like that and have the I'm with her shirts. And then when Hillary Clinton said that, she said, what? Huh? Yeah, what? You know, they didn't sit there and go, I couldn't, if it was a conservative, they'd been all over. No, I'm never voting for that person. But since it's Hillary Clinton that said it, okay, let's try to get out of here because I'm still going to vote for her. You know, it's nice to see people like Kirk Cameron standing up and reading a book of Christian values. It's nice to, you know, stand up for what you believe in. Love you, Kirk. You know, we all have, every day is a gift. You've been given, make the most of the time every minute you're in it. We all have a gift, no matter what it is. And sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone. Sometimes you sit there like, I've been like, well, what does God want from me? Because I feel like I want to do more than I'm doing now. You know, it's like, You know, like I was telling my pastor, I'm like, when you show them the facts, if it doesn't matter, like you said, you know, if they don't live by, facts don't matter how affect how they live their life. It's what they believe in, you know. And it's like, I just want to do more. It's like, I just want to be like, how can, hello, God's real. How can you not see that, you know? And a lot of it is seeing and feeling and believing. When you work with a lady that her daughter had like a giant prune for a heart, like there's that heart, there's no way that was doing anything. It was 100% God. And she goes, amen. You know? Got about a minute and 50 seconds left in the program. Off. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stand up for what you believe in. Call the Young Men's Christian Association and say, what are you doing? It's sad that the women are the problem. Not the guy that's pretending he's a chick just to get into the girls' locker room. The woman's the problem. The women are the problem because they don't want to compete against the man. There's a reason why, because he's biologically superior.
But he can't make it. A man's team, so he has to pretend he's a girl.
Yeah. And let me tell you, and if he could dominate in the men's sports, then he would blow those women out of the water. But whatever, you know. I'm glad I grew up in the age when I did, when it was a different age. But when you sit there and you, like with my nieces and nephews, when I read to them and I pour into them, they don't have to be your nieces and nephews. Pour into the kids you see around you, the people around you. You have the ability to affect positively everyone's life around you. If you're alive today, it's because God gave you a purpose. Don't blow it. Don't waste it. Use it. No matter what it is. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And with a firm election, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all. God bless. Goodbye.